Questions of loyalty arise throughout the Ramayana. Should you break a promise? Is loyalty to a family member more important than the greater good? And as we'll hear, these dilemmas from the Ramayana have informed political debate in India, particularly over questions of empire and independence. But let's begin with a vital moment from the tale, a battlefield promise.
The first loyalty, the tragic loyalty we see, is of the great king Dasharatha. He's an old man, and once long ago he promised on a battlefield promises to a young lady who came and served him water and saved his life. My name is Kripamoya Das. I'm a senior priest here at Bhaktivedanta Manor Temple. He married that lady. No one else knew about that promise that he'd made her, but she did.
You rescued me.
What else do you remember?
I made you queen.
You lay in my arms next to the heap of burning bodies and promised me I could have any two things I wanted most in the world.
So?
You owe me. You gave me your word.
What do you want?
Send Rama out of the country.
No.
And make our son Bharat the ruler of Ayodhya.
Are you out of your mind?
I've been a loyal wife to you for years, but I'll be a fool for nobody. When Rama gets back, pack him a bigger suitcase and tell him to leave.
He's been ordered by his second wife, you must banish Rama. And his brothers, the courtiers, everybody advises him not to do it. His father doesn't want him to go.
Playwright Anne Balone. She dramatised the Ramayana for Radio 4.
But he does it out of duty. You know, he says, I must follow these orders. And it's partly fate, it's partly destiny, it's also my duty, my dharma, you know. And he does it, and I think that's out of love for his father, love for the state, the nation.
Even though he had made that promise to her at a time of great physical challenge and circumstances in which it would be forgivable if he didn't, keep up any promises that he made, still he chose to remain loyal to her and to keep that promise.
It's rather like with Shakespeare, certainly with his histories. What happens when a king is no longer the king, doesn't behave like a king? What happens?
Jatinder Varma is artistic director and founder of Tara Arts.
Right at the heart of this, Rama is faced with a choice. There is a promise that his stepmother made, or was given rather, by his father, who is the king. And the father is duty-bound to honour that promise. The promise requires that his eldest, who is the heir apparent, has to be demoted, has to go into exile, and the younger son made the king. So the man has two choices. His birthright is to be the king. He could say to the father, sorry, Dad, I am the heir apparent, and so I will rule the kingdom. And the promise you made to my aunt, well, you know, that's your business. But what does Rama do? He says, no, actually, the promise you made, I don't care what circumstance, you made the promise as the king. And I have no choice but to agree with your promise. In other words, to do whatever it is that you promised.
When a father has done wrong, the son must put him right. But Rama's reply was, Bharat, a man's word is like a bowl of clear glass. Once broken, who can put back that bowl, that water? Let us live the lives assigned us by our father. That becomes our right. Or what is a father's word?
And that sort of opened up a whole issue, it seems to me, even within the nationalist movement. And that is to do with salt. You know, there was a kind of phrase, certainly throughout the British Army, soldiers have eaten our salt. When you eat your master's salt, you owe the master because you've eaten that salt. It placed a lot of nationalists and certainly thinkers around the time in this awful kind of quandary. How do you protest an injustice at the same time as you adhere to the principles of loyalty? And that seems to me another aspect that's sort of coming through within the Ramayana, that where there are no clear kinds of answers.
His father says, I now exile you for 14 years. You are to go to the forest and you are to live there with no communication with the capital city. And Ram's loyalty to his father is demonstrated by his willingness to undertake this exile as if it was nothing. Ram's brother, Lakshman, is loyal to Ram, and he accompanies Ram into the forest, as does Sita, his newly married wife. And Ram says to her, you don't have to come with me. And she said, my loyalty to you is just like the sun and the sunshine. They can never be separated.
Crookedly go the serpents across streams seeking prey. Fever soups the air. Unhinged birds connive from black trees.
But he says, but don't you realize in the forest there's wild animals and there's crocodiles. And I've even heard that there's very fierce wizards in the forest. She said, all of these people, all of these animals will be playthings if I'm by your side. So take me with you in the forest. I always remain loyal to you. Then Sita's loyalty to Ram is tested by her kidnapper, Ravan.
During the battle between Rama and the demon Ravana, Ravana's own brother Vibhishana faces a dilemma, whether to stay loyal to his own brother or to join the enemy, Rama. In this scene, Vibhishana is confronted in battle by his own nephew, Indrajit. Indrajit is Ravana's son. How can a Rakshasi betray his own blood? In times and times to come, dear uncle, I envision you fleshed in stone or ink as a traitor, or as we say, a pandi.
My name's Dipti Vyas, and I'm a member of the projects team of City Hindus Network.
There is a brother who decides not to stick with his brother, but sides with Rama. What's your take on the Vibhishana character, or the issue of loyalty in Ramayana?
I think that the loyalty of Lakshman to Lord Rama, or of Sita to Lord Rama, wasn't loyalty to a person as such. It was loyalty to the righteousness and to Dharma. And in that same vein, therefore, for Vibhishana to be loyal to Ravan, the person, wasn't in line with Dharma. He was loyal to the right way of life, which was to be loyal to Lord Rama, even though Ravan was his brother. So I think it wasn't dependent on the person. I think it was dependent on righteousness.
My name is Shefali Davda of City Hindus Network. The generation that we live in today, it is difficult to differentiate between those who practice harmony and who kind of try and kind of go through the righteous path. And of course, you might be blood related to someone who's completely doing the total opposite. And so are you loyal to your family, your blood, or are you loyal to the righteous path? And I think that's a dilemma that I personally wouldn't know what to do. Teachings like the Ramayana are supposed to guide us with, and this is how we can use all of our scriptures to help us.
My name is Janvi Kotecha, and I am part of Avanti House School in Stanmore. I think Vibhishan went through a very, very difficult phase, and he tried to help his brother because, of course, he's his brother, so, of course, it's in his nature to help each other out. But Ravan didn't listen, and Vibhishan eventually moved to the other side.
Vibhishana spoke firmly. When two factions are not equally clean, how can we be leaving behind what is a stain on truth?
I really felt that these characters were really being pushed and really questioning what they believed. So they were going almost against what was their core, because Vibhishan doesn't want to, you know, do this to his brother, but his brother won't hear what he has to say. You know, with Lakshmana and Vibhishana, they both want to strive for what is right. And sometimes that there's a cost to that, because you may have to let go of people you really love, you know.
You know, you've got the example of Rama, and then Amber, as you said, Vibhishana comes up with another kind of answer, which is to say, well, actually, I know what is right, and so I will go against my brother, even though he's the king.
Yeah.
Because this one is, if you like, righter. So it becomes much more complex, it seems to me, this whole question of loyalty, that once again, the Ramayana doesn't offer us a singular answer to it all.
No, like with Bharata, you know, you could say he's been disloyal to his mother in a way because she feels she's owed that promise and it's his rightful place, but his loyalty is to his brother and he doesn't want to be king and he wants Rama to be king and he wants his slippers to be by the throne and he will come and collect them and he'll wait. He won't, you know, he could have also decided, I'm now ruler and I'm going to take over and you have no place, and he doesn't do that.
Bharata refuses to become king whilst Rama is in the forest, exiled 14 years. He places slippers on the throne.
And these are Rama's right. slippers. So he's, yes. in that sense, he's sort of...
The throne is awaiting him.
Exactly. Know, and it's a very good image that you came up with, Amber, because those slippers, it's something that Gandhi picks up on when he talks about the Ram Raja, that we, as politicians, yes, we are fighting for independence, but we are fighting not for ourselves. We are custodians, yes. rather like Bharata was a custodian of the ideal king. Similarly, our job is to be custodians, not to be actually practicing politicians, which is one of the reasons why Gandhi, of course, refused to take any power. Foolishly, some would argue, but there it is.
You should stick up for what you believe, and it teaches us today that, you know, if we really want to do something, again, don't give up. You have to stick up for what is right. And in this school we also get taught a lot that, you know, if something else is going wrong and you know it's wrong, if you don't do anything about it, you are also in the wrong. So you really have to stick up for your beliefs.
My name is Satish Sharma. I'm the General Secretary of the National Council of Hindu Temples. I was working with a group very recently who were active in the grooming cases in the Midlands, working with some of the victims especially. And they were telling the story that in those cases, the remarkable thing they found were that they were not individuals or friends, but very often they were families. So in one grooming group, a gang, there would be a brother, his nephew, even sisters were involved in this, uncles, and there was a hierarchy which had familial roots. And then on top of that, the hierarchy extended to have communal roots as well. So even within the community, there were members of religious institutions who were adhering to their loyalty to their fellow religionists and giving them reference letters. And so in that case, I think that really shouts out. It says that we have to follow what's right at the expense of family loyalties and at society's loyalties and the duties that come through our traditional relationships. You have to follow what your heart is telling you to be right in those cases.
You have been listening to Let's Talk About Rama and Sita. It was presented by Daljit Nagra. Contributors included Hindu teacher and theologian Akhandadi Das, Kripamoya Das, senior priest at Bhaktivedanta Manor Hare Krishna Temple, playwright Anne Ballone, Jatinder Verma, artistic director of Tara Arts, members of the City Hindus Network, Satish Sharma, general secretary of